you're hearing this music, you know what time it is. It's time for Bennington Today. My name is Thomas Lawrence Toscano. This is Bennington Today over WBTN AM 1370, your community radio station, WBTNAM.org for streaming on the web, or on our very own WBTN app, which you can get at the Google Play or the iTunes Store. I have on the phone Mr. Bob Jarvis. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Thomas. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Bob is living the reality right now. Have bagel, will travel. He's not here. He's actually on the other side of the planet. Where are you, Bob?
I'm just outside of Omaha in a town called Bellevue, Nebraska.
Bellevue,
at a customer.
Bellevue, Nebraska. A lot of cattle out there, Bob.
Well, I haven't seen any, but I'm sure there are.
And
I pretty much drive from the airport to the customer, and that's all I see.
And Bob is with us today because he is going to be putting his hat in the ring for public office in the town of Pownal. Bob has a varied and long history with our area, and why don't we listen to some of his personal resume? Tell us about your father and the land and your history of your family and yourself, Bob.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. So we have been from Pownal, or we've called Pownal home since really before I was born. My parents bought the property that I currently live on back in the 50s. But my dad's family has been living in Vermont and Massachusetts in that area really for centuries. So this has always been home to us. Now, growing up, my dad was a military officer. So we moved around quite a bit, but we always called Vermont home. You know, that was always the thing. Whenever you're traveling and whenever you're, you know, for all military families, everybody's got some place that they call home. And for us, it was always Vermont. So I've lived here in the early 60s when I was very young, and then again in junior high school, and we finally settled here permanently when my freshman year in high school. So I'm a graduate of Mount Anthony. Went to college locally, went to Skidmore College, and then for my master's, my graduate work at RPI.
Wow, so you really have been in the area the whole time.
Well, most of the time.
Yeah.
After RPI, I lived in the Boston area for about 17 years, just going out there for work, and then moved back into the area here in 2014. So I moved away in 1997, and then came back in 2014 after my parents passed away. It became pretty apparent that if one of the children didn't take over the farm, that we would lose it, and there was just too many memories there. And of course, my whole life, I knew I was going to end up back here for retirement someday.
Well, I know the farm is the Jarvis Farm, but does it have, because that's what I call it, but does it have a name?
I don't think, it doesn't have a real official name. We call it Jarvis Hill Farm, and that's what it says on the mailbox. We've got a sign down there, and it's and we don't actively work the land. We have some friends who keep horses on the property, and then we allow some local farmers to use the fields for corn and for hay.
Yeah, and it's a place where I was privileged enough to go hunting this past season for deer, and I just fell in love with the place. It's beautiful. It's up there atop Mount Anthony, just over the border from Bennington on Mount Anthony Road, and it's part of what makes this place so magical, and it really is a magical land. I'm very attuned to such things, and I just fell in love with it the first time I saw it.
It's very representative of Pownal. I mean, there's just so many beautiful areas and so much beautiful scenery, and so much of our town has, you know, I love the rural feel of the town, and being a farm community is a wonderful thing. You know, that kind of rural atmosphere is something I've always wanted to come back to, and you know, my wife is from Peabody, so just outside of Boston. And so it took some convincing to get her to come out here, but now she's of the mindset that she could never live in a neighborhood again. You know.
Yes, yes, I I completely understand that. Actually, did you meet each other in Boston?
We did. So we met in 2002, and then we got married in 2003. I have to say that Anne Marie is the most wonderful woman that I've ever married.
Oh,
really? I'm just thankful to the Lord that she doesn't realize how far out of my league she is.
Yeah, consider yourself poked in the ribs.
Yeah.
You're too far away, but I can feel her going, oh, I'm going to get him when he gets back here. That's beautiful. Never heard that line before. That was good. We should have a sound effect for that.
Well, I thought you did.
I do. I just haven't got it takes too long to cue it up. It's really, you're not the only people that I know. I know of another family in North Hebron. They left Harvard. They left Arlington, Massachusetts. She was, she had graduated from Harvard. He was working for Kurzweil. She had graduated from Harvard and was teaching at Harvard, and they decided with their kids to move to North Hebron and live on a 90-acre farm. And the only thing difference between their farm and your farm is that their farm, you know, you have nice sloping realities. Their farm is about, I don't know, let's say 500 or 600 feet from the road, and then it goes straight up. and then it goes down, and then it goes up, and it's very, very vertical. And it's just beautiful. But it's amazing to see how people make this reality of living on a farm after having come from the city. They make it work. Not only do they make it work, but the land is productive, and the children are changed for the better because of it.
Yeah, it is so much better area to raise kids in. And of course, I want my kids to love and appreciate the place as much as I did when I was a kid. I got to say, being an Army brat, living all over the world, there is just a different feel. I have to say, when I get out of my car and I just standing in my driveway, there is a feeling of being home. And I in every other place that I've ever lived and every other place that I've ever been, it just seemed like it seemed temporary, and this seemed very permanent to me.
Well, you know, you talk about there's a different feeling. I noticed I started coming up here to move in the fall of 2014. And I started with, you know, to come up with my Jeep Cherokee and bringing things, filling it full of belongings and bringing it up to Bennington. And every time I went up and down, I noticed a very specific change at the border when you come in on Route 7. And every time I came in, I could feel the difference. There's a difference in the land. There's a difference in the energy in Vermont. There just is. And again, because I lived out in Colorado, I lived in Boston, I lived in Brazil, I've lived all over the world. So I too have this sense of how different places can be. And there's just something really special about the energy in Powell. When you come over that border, it's not the same as the energy in Massachusetts. It's just not. The land somehow vibrates differently. And it's very powerful. It's the conjunction of the two mountain ranges, et cetera. It's really a big deal.
It really is. And I just had I can't remember who I was talking to, but a similar conversation. When you're up, northern central Vermont, and you're driving some of the smaller roads to the west, and you hit the New York line, or coming from New York back into Vermont, you know it.
Yeah.
There's no sign that says you just entered Vermont, but the difference in the feel and just the difference in the atmosphere is palpable.
It really is, and it continues to deserve our recognition. I firmly believe that the more that you recognize such things and celebrate such things, the more you become connected to it. And I have to say that Pownal really is a very special place. I've hung around. For the last 2 years, I've hung out a lot on Mount Anthony Road, the other end of it, where it junctions with North Pownal Road, and that entire area. And I also Barber Pond Road and Moose, where Moose lives over there, and Pudding Stone, I think it's called. And all of that area in there, South Stream coming down, it's just something. Middle Pownell Road has got to be one of the most beautiful places on the planet. The views there, is just, and Pownell is so full of that. Not that Bennington isn't, it is, but it's different. When you get up here, it's a little bit different. But it's I don't know, it's thrilling, and I'm so happy that I know your land and I know you guys, and also I'm really happy that you're putting your roots even deeper and wanting to run for public office. So let's take a break and listen to some of our other friends talk, and we'll be back in a minute with Bob Jarvis, and we'll hear all about his ideas and his desire to run for public office.